Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. to show number two here, as we're going to join in live with voted number one psychic in Australia, mainly by her peers. Elizabeth Jensen is going to be joining us here in just a minute. We invite you guys to call in for free readings. It's going to be an amazing chance to speak to the number one psychic in Australia in that region. And
Did you just say free readings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Always free readings during the weeks.
Okay.
Yep. Free readings
here. I'm just being sassy.
Anyway, give us a call then. Lines are open, and I want to explain to everybody here. We'll be doing more of this here, as I think it's better to, so each guest is more highlighted, because when you have like a 3-hour show and you got three guests, the first guest, of course, gets highlighted, but guests two and three get, you know, kind of buried in the text. So we kind of have to learn to jump around. And sometimes the best way is to just clear your computer out of the old show and then go back into my show and just click on the next show. And then doing that, it should work out pretty good. So.
Yeah, sounds right. You know, we want everyone to get their get the word out there for each guest.
Yeah, and it's really hard to do that when you're putting it all together and, you know,
absolutely,
the pictures and everything else.
I know you
anyhow,
do your best.
I work hard at it each night after the shows to so they're highlighted very good and everybody can see who's coming up, and they're all amazing guests, all very, very talented, and great place to you know, kind of help yourself and get yourself uplifted.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay, so why don't we join in here as everybody's calling in, and we're joining in with our guest here live from Australia. This is Elizabeth Jensen. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Well,
good morning.
Evening to you, Michael.
Well, good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good Wednesday morning.
Hi, that's Sandra, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hi. Okay, so I did promise today that I would do some messages from my crystal skull, Mantu.
Oh.
So I'm doing a little bit different, because I know you have a lot of amazing psychic mediums on the show. So even though I am a medium, I find I like to channel different divinities and angels and beings. And so today I thought I'd talk about Mantu. And I did send you a picture, Michael. I don't know if you got it in time. Anyway, if people want to go to my Facebook page, they'll see a picture there of Mantu. He's a very big... he's a life-size crystal skull. He's smoky quartz, and he's not an ancient crystal skull, but he was hand-carved in Brazil, and I've had him a few years, and he's just, I saw him when I was looking at crystals one time, and he really called to me and said his name is Mantu. He's an ancient Mayan elder. And he just wanted to come through and deliver messages. So that's why I brought my crystal skull. And he has worked out to be very powerful. I always thought crystal skulls were a bit bit strange, a bit way out there. Some people are a little bit scared of crystal skulls. But the ancients all used, the Mayans, the Tibetans all used crystal skulls for scrying and for healing. And the same way as you use, say, a crystal ball or a scrying mirror, you can use a crystal skull. But for myself, I channel direct from Mantu.
Oh, I love that you brought Mantu. I think that's excellent. It definitely changes it up a little bit. Do you know,
I'll just tell a little story. It's quite strange because I'm in an age where I'm not really looking for a partner anymore. You know, I had a couple of very difficult marriages, relationships, etc., or one marriage, many difficult relationships, and people kept saying to me, there's a man coming into your life, there's a man coming. And finally, when I got this crystal skull, someone said, I think that's your man. So he's my man. And he's very easy to look after because he's just got a bald head and he smiles and he's nice all the time.
Well, that's perfect. So you got the right one, it sounds like, Elizabeth. What
and
area
if people
is he
do
from?
Want to later on, they can go to my Facebook page, which is Elizabeth Jensen, Elizabeth with an S, Jensen, IMS, and then you'll find there's a picture of him looking at another crystal skull and a couple of my other scrying mirrors and crystal balls there. Okay.
Excellent.
Sorry, back to you, Sandra.
Oh, you know, I just really wanted to know, did he tell you, like, what era or what time he was from, Mantu?
Well, not exactly. He just says he's a very early Mayan elder. And I guess when he says very early, before the last few thousand years.
Wow.
Yes. So my belief is there's a very beautiful and amazing civilization that existed all over the world, really. For instance, when I talk about ancient Egypt, I'm talking about ancient Egypt 30, 40, 50,000 years ago. And so it was also with the Mayan civilization. So really the last few thousand, 5,000 years on this planet haven't been that good for anyone. And a lot of the information that was left from the times before, you know, it's like we had a fall. The Christian Bible talks about a fall. Everyone talks about something happening to the world. And that was about 13,000 years ago. And then it's like we came back to this earth, and, for instance, in Egypt, they were looking around, they found the pyramids and the temples, but they never knew quite what it was all about. And I do believe that's part of the problem with all the Mayan prophecies. They're not quite correct, and people are just handing them down. So, but I guess with all the talk of the world ending at the end of this year, or is it or not, it's just timely to speak to a Mayan elder.
Yes, it certainly is. I think it's not. That's my guess.
It's what?
I said I think it's not going to end. That's my guess.
Yes, that's right. But I do believe there's a lot of energy shifts happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the end of life as we know it over the next few years. And either people learn to adapt and live in a more intuitive, holistic way, or they're just going to find life very, very difficult on this earth. And I just sent out a newsletter late last night about this. I send out regular newsletters with messages. And they're saying how there's an increased level of confusion in the world and deaths and suicides, and that people just can't tolerate any drugs and alcohol these days. And, well, not as much as they could 50 years ago, because vibrations are speeded up, and all the increased light and vibrations and the speeding up of time on Earth, we can't cope with it well if we're not on our path. It's like the time of the full moon. If you work in a hospital, it's terrible in accident, emergency, anything like that. Lots more people coming in very confused and angry. So it's like that all the time and increased the last few weeks. So that's why, well, in Australia, we've just seen quite a lot of, like, young footballers being killed and dying accidentally. Drugs and alcohol involved. And, you know, all those type of things. And it's just like our systems cannot cope with them anymore. And whereas 40, 50 years ago, it was reasonable to do those things. But anyway, I'll speak to Mantu and see if he's got a message for everybody. And then today I will do readings using Mantu, but knowing he tends to give a little bit more esoteric answers. When you channel from the beings, the higher level beings, they tend to give answers that are a little bit, not perhaps every tiny detail, but they're more looking at life from a bigger, larger point of view.
Okay, well, that's excellent. I'm sure everyone will be thrilled to have it.
Yeah. Okay, now here's Mantu. Dear ones, so we are here, and we love to be here, for we like to show off as such, and we are pleased to be here to talking to everybody today. For yes, who are we? Well, we have had many incarnations on this earth. But the way we present to Elizabeth as an ancient Mayan elder. Now, when did we exist? We existed 15,000 years ago. And this, you see, was just before the fall, you see. It was 13,500 years ago, your time, the fall. And these things happen, dear one, on this earth. These things happen. You go to times, and then civilizations are left destroyed. and then they come back. So, you know, at this time, it is like an ending time for you. But on this occasion, it has been decreed that it is best that the world not end and all persons leave this planet. For there has been much, much increase in population and much increase in light workers coming to this world. So, yes, indeed, great changes coming to this earth, but it is not going to end in a great explosion. The world will not cease to spin as such, but eventually, you see, there will be a world that changes. And December the 21st this year is a date that is incorrect. It is incorrect, you see. For many years, for 5 years, indeed, there have been shifts and changes every year at that time. 20th, 21st, there are great energy shifts. And it often throws those into confusion who are relying on a calm and easy Christmas, you see. So, know that this year will be a bigger increase in energy, but it will not be overwhelming. And the timing, you see, is really of even a greater shift is in July 2013. So, know, it is many fears about the future and many incorrect assumptions, retime, and prophecy. So, yes, there is no calendar for the future after this time in the Mayans, but it is simply they had no way to document your future world, you see. And eventually, you see, the world will become filled with light. But to stay in this world that is filled with light, you must be filled with light also. So do know this, you must be filled with light also. So that is why we have come, and many people say the world is ending, the world is changing, and the world of TikTok people, of everyday people, is ending. And to live well, to be joyous, to be in good health upon this earth, it is needed to open yourself to the earth, the sun, the moon, and to be with the flow of nature. So this is the prophecy that a time is coming when the world goes into the promised golden age, the new earth as such. But to be on this earth, to stay on this earth, you must be filled with light.
That was a beautiful message,
okay.
Elizabeth.
Thank you.
That was great.
Ah, there you are, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Just listening, taking it all in.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Okay. So, do you have any questions on that, or anything you want me to expand on?
Well, you said that it's changing, so I kind of am curious. Like, how is it changing? Like, how did they see it from their end changing?
Okay. Well, just speaking on a general level, because I do many of these seminars around Australia and the world, actually, you know, visions of the future. I see eventually there will become a shift and we will have what you call almost two worlds. It'll be a new earth that is very much filled with light, but I'm not showing exactly a time when this will happen, and it's not happening this year or next year, but it's just that the world will be entirely filled with light. And I guess if you read, say, the works of Dolores Cannon and many people who channel, for instance, she said it with hypnotherapy, they all talk of a new earth coming. And it's, I was receiving these messages many, many years ago, but not being able to quite decode them and work it out. And so it's eventually like the world just splits off and goes into spirit. So it's rather like an elderly person who's dying. And I think we all know that this world can't just continue on exactly as it is in 50 years' time because we just don't have the resources, we just can't do it. I do believe that the beings from other planets and the divinities have come up with plans to fill this world with light, to change the physical laws on this earth, and eventually this world will simply pass into spirit, much as a person dies and passes into spirit. And then the spirit is still alive, and you do mediumship on the show, and everyone knows the spirit is still alive and quite happy and hasn't got all the physical pain of living on Earth. So it won't be exactly like that, but it will be a lighter version of Earth. It's really a joyous place to live. But if you want to make that shift, you have to be aware of these things to make it easily and successfully.
Mm.
And I guess, as I said, I'm not the only one to have seen this vision, and I've seen this vision for many years. And I do believe that this is the final correct answer, but unfortunately, perhaps a version of this Earth will still exist, just like when a person dies, there's still their physical body. And you don't really want to stay with that Earth, because things just won't work on that Earth, because it just won't be really alive. And I guess that's a lot of this Earth at the moment isn't alive like it was 100 years ago. So it's whether you want to go to the light-filled world. And it's something that you don't have to worry, you know, how will I get there, what will happen? It will just happen. You just have to do your spiritual work in whatever way suits you, and then I'm sure that eventually these shifts will come.
Huh.
And I'm told that the more people do light work, for instance, what is a light worker? I see a light worker as someone who's here to bring in light to this Earth. And so if everyone focuses on bringing light from the stars, from whoever they work with, then the world will quickly fill with light and everything will happen much more easily.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Mm. Okay.
Mike, are we...
Okay.
Going to go to callers? I don't want to hold up anyone from
sure,
getting a reading.
Yes, I know everyone will be awake at once their own little readings today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I'm working on getting some stuff up here. I'll speak about that here in a minute, everybody, so stay where you're at. Let's go first to area code 858. You're on the air. Can you let us know where you're calling from and your name? 858, you're on the air. I know she was there earlier. She called in on the other show waiting to speak to you, Elizabeth. And hello, hello. 858?
Maybe put her on hold. Maybe she went to get a cup
speaking,
of coffee or something.
Yeah, if you're speaking, we can't hear you, so call back in if that's the case. And let's go next to area code 720, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My first name is Ivatar, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Sorry, your name is?
Ivatar.
Ivatar.
Yes.
Okay, hi. And what's your question, please?
I just have a question about my career.
Okay. So today I'm channeling Mantu, who's my crystal skull. So he tends to give a little bit more esoteric information, but if you want to ask me something a little bit more specific with channeled messages, I need something specific to channel. I can't So is my career path going in the right direction, or should I follow a certain path? Something like that would be easiest.
Yeah, I'm in holistic health and I'm studying several different modalities, and I don't know. I know that I'm a healer, but I haven't actually narrowed it down in terms of how I'm going to actually put my practice together as a healer.
Okay, and you want to know if you're on the right path?
I know I'm on the right path. I just don't know how to how I'm going to manifest everything.
Okay. And your age, your date of birth, please.
5853.
Okay. Do you want a flight? For there is confusion in the mind at the moment, for there is study, and there is much study, and there is consideration of many things. And we say this is the correct time and path for you to do these things. And clarity will not come to you for another 3 months, you see. And this is part of the process that you must look at many things. We do not ask you to settle on one particular path at the moment. We say from December there will be greater clarity, and from January next year you'll find that you start to earn money from your endeavours, but your work will not start fully till June next year. But you are on the path. It is one modality that you need to look at still, one energy healing modality that we recommend for you to study more or to incorporate. For you are a spiritual healer, you see, and it is the spiritual side, the energy side. There was one more thing lacking. And a moment of clarity will come to you as to this within several months. And again, the energies of 2013 will support you more in your path next year. And we talk to you and tell you of your ancient soul, who had lives as healers in Egypt, in Atlantis, and in the very early ancient Mayan civilization, and the later Mayan civilization. Ah, so there's no other path except the path of a healer. Blessed be from Mentu.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So it's just a matter of time. And you've got some interesting numbers there. A connection with Isis, a connection with, you know, you probably have a few personal power money issues at times, but you'll get there in the end. That's just a phase that you're going through with all those issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there, and I want to let everybody know that on my Facebook and also in the chat room, I've just posted the video, Elizabeth, with you and the crystal skull that you sent me. That was amazing.
Okay. Just a photo, but yeah, he's very cute, Manta, isn't he?
Yeah.
And all my crystals, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Let everybody know to take a look at that and call on in. This is a special moment, you know, to connect. You know, with your crystal skull and get a reading. This never happened on Jill Radio before. And thanks for providing this for us, Elizabeth.
That's all right. Yeah, Manju's smiling. He's radiating all these beautiful rainbows. He loves to. He's
great.
A real show off, you know. He's got such a personality.
great. great. Okay, let's see who we've got next here then. Area code 636, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Linda, Oxford, Missouri.
And your first name, please?
Glenda.
Glenda? Okay.
Yeah.
And your date of birth or your age?
51.
Okay. And your question, please?
I am wondering, my dad left the will, and my siblings are off arguing over the money. I was wondering if my dad left me anything and if I'll ever retrieve it.
I couldn't quite hear that. Something about your dad, did your dad die, did you say?
Yeah, he passed.
I can't hear you.
He left the will. But my siblings have all been arguing over it, and I was wondering if my dad left me anything and if I'll ever retrieve it.
Oh, right. So your dad left you something in his will, or you think he left you something, but there's an argument over the will. Is that correct?
Yeah. What's the outcome of that? I was wondering.
Okay. I'm not sure how Mantu will handle this, but I'll have a quick look at it. He says there's no money that's going to be coming to you. There might be some possessions coming to you, but I don't feel that there is any money coming to you. And I guess it would be better to speak to your dad on this, but I can't. When I'm channeling Mantu, I'm out of the vibration of mediumship. But I do feel that your dad, there's something he intended you to have, and you haven't got it for sure. There's definitely something he intended you to have and you haven't got, but you will get some possessions at least. But I guess Mantu says you just have to realize that it's going to be very difficult to get any more money.
I didn't get any, and I didn't get any, and I was wondering if you see my finances picking up any. If you see my
finances will pick up.
Yeah.
Okay. He says yes. When you recover from this loss and this sadness, and also, you know, the sadness over the family issues, and just sort of let it go and move on. He says something is coming, virtually like your dad's going to come in and help you in some way, and I'm not quite sure how that's going to be, but there will be something coming to you that will be unexpected.
It's good, though. Something good.
I can't give you any more details on that. It's like you'll have, I don't know, someone will give you something unexpected. You might have a small lottery win or something nice will happen. Okay.
Pretty soon, though, right?
Huh?
Pretty soon, though, right?
I can't hear you. Yeah, it will be okay. It will be okay in the end.
Okay, but it'll be pretty soon is what I was saying. In the future? Near future?
Sorry, it's very muffled. Are you on Skype?
Oh, no. I said we'll be in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, it's just I'm very having great trouble sort of hearing your voice, you see, and making sense of what you're saying. I'll just give a little bit more message here for Mantu.
Okay.
Blessed be, dear one, for there is a need to walk away. There is a need to walk away from this situation, to let go, to release the sadness and the situation. For there is no need to battle deeply with those around you, for it will cause you more grief, more loss of income. And therefore, as you release what is occurring for you now, and realize no money will come, only some possessions, and then as you release and you walk away, what you were desiring will come to fruition, but it will come from other ways than from the will as such. Mm. For there is a greater path opening up for you now, but you must step onto this path for the good things to flow to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See
you. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Okay, everybody, got an amazing time here to connect with Elizabeth here calling in live from Australia with the crystal skull that she's doing the readings from tonight, messages, channeling them. Elizabeth, tell everybody about how people can reach you and your school and the things you have to offer on your website. You got a lot of, you know, teaching videos, which is really, really great for everybody.
Yes, that's right. I do have things on YouTube. I can't remember my YouTube address, but if you go to my website, IsisMysterySchool.com, I do have videos, and that explains all about my work, about my school and my courses. I do also do some private consultations and readings by phone and Skype. So if people are interested in that, they can definitely book in. I've added some extra times in September and October. Otherwise, it'll be December before I start seeing clients again. And so when you have a reading, you can either you can have any sort of reading you like. I can channel Mantu, or I can just do my Isis cards. I do many different types of readings, including past lives, medical intuition. And I also send out a very good newsletter, usually about once a week, sometimes more often, with channeled messages, and you can sign up for that on my website. You can also call in to my office, which is 618-829-66477. Okay. And I also have MP3s, meditation CDs, etc., which you can have or buy, and Isis cards, which are very accurate. People are quite surprised that these cards just, they're very detailed, very accurate readings that they give if you're having difficulty sorting out your life. It's always best to learn to be intuitive and do your own readings. I highly recommend it. Okay.
Elizabeth,
Would it be possible maybe next week? I know people love to have the medical intuitive readings. Do you think maybe next time that you're on you can do some of those?
Intuitive readings. Yes, I can do that.
People love those.
Yeah, I did it on psychic healing last time, and yes, I can definitely do it on medical intuition and medical intuitive readings next time.
Mm. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Let's continue on then, and let's go to, let's try area code 858 and see if she's there. Hello? 858? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect your line so you can call back. Hopefully we can get a hold of you here. Let's try area code 636. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Linda, I think you got me again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and press the 1 on your phone there, and then it'll put you in the listening category. Sorry about that. Just show that you were the next one up. Area code 313, you're up now. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Rodney, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, welcome, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
How are you doing?
Your age, your date of birth, and your question, please.
My date of birth is 7/14/1987.
Okay. And what is your question, please?
My question is, I've never been in a relationship before, I never dated before, so when do you see a relationship coming?
Okay. All right. So how old are you now? You're
25.
25. Okay. I'll speak to man too. He's my crystal skull. Let me see. Dear being. Yes, and we call you a being. For you are a light being, dear one, you see. For you shine a light out to the earth at all times. And there are many who do not recognize your light, you see, and they do not recognize your joy and what you have to them, to offer to them. And so there is some difficulty with the females, And we say there are many lives where you have been separate, you see, from others. You have lived a life alone. You have been, say, a monk, a medicine man, and all these things, you see. And so there was a difficulty in this lifetime with the relationships. There was a need to acknowledge this before you will find a true love in this life. But we say that we would just look very quickly. Mantu's not much good on timing. He talks in thousands of years. So I have to look at my cards for this one. Okay. Ah, it comes up very nice. It's saying it could be very soon, okay? Could be very soon. Like some little miracle will happen, and you just go somewhere. And I'm told to go to places where you're likely to meet, like spiritual people, like go to spiritual bookshops or metaphysical shops or meditation places, and that's where you'll probably meet someone. And then it could be within the next week or month, or maximum 6 weeks, I'm told. Okay? But don't let your logical mind come into play and stop you from going where you feel that you just intuitively are guided. So sometimes you stop yourself from meeting the right person, and now is the correct time, so you just have to go out and mix and allow it to happen, okay? Are you there?
Yes, I have one more question.
Yeah?
And what do you see in careers? Because I haven't been working in two and a half years.
What do I see? Are you're looking for work?
Yes.
Okay. I'm told you're looking in the wrong place. And I'm not quite sure what that is. So you have to sort of refocus your ways of looking for work and apply to somewhere different. Let me see. I just have to focus in for a moment. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit slow for you with your career, and I'm told that you need to just take some work, and what you really want to do won't happen for about 6 months, okay? You need to go back and do some study. You need to do some study, just a small course or something, and to refocus the way you're putting your applications in, and within about 6 months, what you want will come to you.
Okay.
A much better employment. And I do see that you're someone who needs to be connected to the earth in some way. So try and get something where you're not, that's connected to the earth in some way. Okay?
Okay.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate it.
Okay. You there,
okay.
Michael?
Thanks for that. Yes, uh-huh. Good. We're here. And
okay,
I think I've got 858 back here and see if we can bring her on this time. 858, are you there?
Yes, Mike, I'm here.
There we go.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you tonight? I have a question. Elizabeth, can you hear me?
Yes, and your name, please?
Anne.
Anne. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Yep.
I have a question. I was wondering if you see a romantic future for me and the person I know, or if not him, do you see someone else that will be my partner, like a long-term partner?
Okay. So can I just have your age and the first name of the person that you're already with?
Well, I'm not really with him.
You're not with someone. I thought you said the person that you're with.
Well, I want to be with him, but I'm not with him. That's why.
Okay. So is there a future with him or someone else? Okay.
All
right. Let me look at that.
We will be together with him or we will not. And I am 53.
Okay. All right.
And do you need the name of that person?
Yeah, that's what I was asking for. I think you misheard me there. Yeah.
Robert.
Yeah, just the first name of this person. It helps me to tune in to them.
Sure. Robert.
Robert.
And
okay.
Actually, it's not my legal name. It's just a computer name.
Anne. Okay. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
Anne,
I know sometimes you want to be a little bit discreet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
Anne is not my real name. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yes, I understand that. Okay. Just taking a moment. Manta's not always so good with these things. He's good with world changes. He's not so good with personal changes. So I'll tell him we need some answers here. He says it's, let me just focus in. Dear One of Light, there are changes coming for you. There are many changes coming for you. The one you call Robert is not the one who will be with you for the remainder of your life. So this man has come into your life from a past life to be with you, you see. But he is teaching you some lessons, some things you need to learn to wake up. But we say a life with this man would be somewhat difficult, for there are flaws within his mind and character that would become apparent if you were to remain with him for some great period of time. And we say it would be best to let this man remain as a friend, or not to pursue this man and this relationship further. For we are bringing you someone who is far more in tune with you, with your vibration, with your numerology, with many things for you. And so we say to be patient, to persevere. And within 4 to 5 months, the man of, not of your dreams, but the man that you are meant to be with, one we would call a star soulmate, will come to your life, you see. And so to do this, we suggest you meditate and ask for many beings of light, many angels to come and to assist you. And as you do this, you will find you will draw this man to you more quickly. He is there, but it is a matter of attracting him more easily and quickly. So, ultimately, yes, you will be in a long-term relationship with someone.
Mm. Do you know his name? Okay. Or do you know something about this new person?
No, unfortunately, I'm not given those things usually. Yeah. And I find sometimes, even if I am giving great details, and with channeled information, sometimes it's you don't get every tiny detail. It's the spirit world who can give you more details, but the higher beings like Mantu just sort of give you a path. They don't give you the fine details. But I do believe, when I just look at it myself, he'll be someone who's like a couple of years older than you, say 55, 56, someone who's been married and before. But, yeah, it'll be good. That's all I can say. And he seems to have sort of brownie hair. That's as far as I can say.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for your call there. We appreciate it. A lot of people here tonight. A lot of people calling in. A lot of people in the chat. Welcome, everybody. And thanks for being here. Let's go next to, I believe this is the Cayman Islands. Is this right?
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's your first name?
This is Lorraine. I'm a story spirit in the chat room, but my name is Lorraine. And hello, Elizabeth. And hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So what was that about your name? Is it your actual name or a different name to your real name?
My real name is Lorraine.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. Okay. And just your age or date of birth?
Okay. My date of birth is April 20th, 1953.
Uh-huh. 53. And how can I help you today?
Okay. Question. I always feel, and I for some time, that I have been in the presence of fairies, and I do believe in them, and I don't know if you get any type of a reading or a feeling with that around me.
About fairies. Okay. Well, yeah, Mantu's not going to answer this one, I will. But, yeah, I can see incredible amounts of fairies around you. And even when you talk, I can feel a lightness in your voice, you know. So any fairy encounters you have had, even though you might sort of doubt they are real, are real. And, in fact, you're a little bit from the fairy realms, if you believe in that sort of thing.
I do.
So it makes it a little bit difficult for you at times because people sort of think you're off with the fairies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're definitely, I just get a sense of you surrounded with fairies. And there's one particular fairy who's saying that he's your fairy friend. He's like a fairy magician friend. I have one, and he helps me a lot. And he says you just need to talk to him a little bit more. And the way to do that is to sit in the garden, and because fairies like the garden always, and to put a little bowl of water out in the garden, and spring water, and ask him to energize the water. And he'll put an energy vibration in the water. And then when you drink it, you'll find that you can communicate easily with him and all the fairies much more easily.
Okay.
Because they like to work with vibration.
Yeah, we're by the beach. We don't have much of a forest area here, but I mean, I have a little.
All right, yeah, by the beach or in the grass or anywhere like that will be fine. It's just you have to sit somewhere outdoors and put that little bowl of water. And it's an old trick that I was taught by the fairies many years ago. And so I did this, and I was like, phew, I was off with the fairies for quite some period of time. But then they communicate more easily with you if you drink fairy water. But
and
yeah,
then
they're definitely there.
Okay.
And they want to you to communicate more, to bring messages through from them, to write more, all sorts of things they can help you with.
Okay.
Fairies
I just
are real.
There was something there.
Huh?
I always felt that there was something there.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And you've worked with fairies in many lives past as well, you know, like in Ireland you were what's called a fae person. And so, yeah, you've just got that natural connection with fairies. It's just taken a little bit long to really discover them fully and their power to help you. But particularly little fairy who's like a guardian angel, you know, the fairy friend, so magician friend.
Right.
Is if you want to read a little bit more, on my website under articles is an article about Tote, my fairy magician friend. I can't remember the name of it. And that talks a little bit more about fairies and how to connect with them and the things that they can do. It's quite amazing.
All right. Well, I'm going to definitely go to your website, and I'm definitely going to leave that bowl out there, and I'm going to hope to be
you'll be a surprise how they love to do that. And yeah, and of course there are a lot of little spirits by the sea. So you're living in an ideal location.
Right.
I live by the sea, and I couldn't live anywhere else because it clears away all the negativity and the sheer. And
yeah,
it's wonderful there.
It's wonderful. Well, Elizabeth, it's been wonderful talking to you. I'll let you go and have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Beautiful call there. Thank you. From the Cayman Islands. And Elizabeth is here just about every Wednesday. Now, Elizabeth, how many more Wednesdays in a row are you here? I don't have my schedule in front of me. Do you know?
I'll be here next week. And, yes, most of the time. And then it's 1 week early November. 1 week in October and 1 week early in November that I won't be here.
Okay.
So it's up till the 18th of December. Yeah, so there's only 2 week Wednesdays now that I won't be here. So,
okay, yeah. I thought it was every Wednesday.
I'm not very good with dates and details, so yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, very good. let's see here. I got time for one more quickie here to put in here. Let's go to 403. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi there. My name is Lynn, and I'm calling from Calgary. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Mantu.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
And how can
my
I help
birthday,
you?
Well, my birthday is March 12th, 1970. And I'm wondering, I know you said Mantu is not good with time frames, but that's actually why I was calling. I want to get an idea how long it's going to take to sell my house. My husband walked out about 2 months ago and left me with a house that I can't really afford on my own. Well, that I can't afford on my own right now. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take before I move into a house that I can afford on my own.
Okay. Let me see. I'll ask him to give a message anyway. So sometimes it's some different way of looking at things. Blessed be, dear one, for you are filled with light, but you are filled with sadness. And you're filled with grief at this relationship ending and the situation as it is. So there was a great deal of energy expended and connected to this house that is holding back any sale of this house. So it is a matter of doing a ceremony and disconnecting your energy from this house, you see. And you do this in meditation. You may light a candle. You may forgive your husband and realize there is another path for you now. And you withdraw your energy, all your energy from the house, and you call upon the beings who care for the house, and many beings do care for this house. And you ask the angels and divinities to find you a good buyer for this house. And we say when this happens, that a flow of persons will come to this house, but it will still be several months before there is a finalization of the contract. And this is natural, but a flow of persons will start to come sooner than you think. Within 6 months, you will definitely be in a new house, a new location.
Okay.
So it's not, as I said, it's not exactly the details, but I'm just seeing you like in a little sort of place, a little house of some sort.
Okay.
And looking a lot happier.
Good.
Okay. So, it will work out. You just have to do those processes. That's it with the Mantu. He likes to give processes.
Great.
Okay. Hope that helped.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And Elizabeth, would you give out your contact information one more time as we wrap up here?
Okay, my website is www.IsisMysterySchool.com. That's the best way, and I've got a lot of information on there and all the contact details. And you can always email as well, office@IsisMysterySchool.com. And, And my Facebook page, I update it daily, and that's Elizabeth Jensen, IMS, and Elizabeth with an S. Everyone wants to spell it like with a Z. But it's like the famous writer on death and dying, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, with an S.
Okay, very
and
good.
And we just
great
give
show.
A final little message from Mantu.
Sure.
Okay. This one's for Mike. Dear Michael. Yes, Michael of the Angels. And we say, there are many angels with you tonight. There is Gabriel, there is Michael, and... many angels of light with you. So, some things that are concerning you, we wish to advise you that within 1 week there will be solutions appearing to you. So we just wish to give you this message. And we say, as you fill others with light, you bring light to this world. So, we elders, many beings of light, are filling you with light and seeking out creative solutions to many things around you. Blessed be from Mantu. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you,
okay.
Mantu, for that. That was beautiful.
That was
well, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Look forward to that. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Until next week, Elizabeth, you take care and have a great week, okay? We'll see you back here next week, Wednesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Okay, and we'll be doing medical intuition next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
For bringing Mantu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good night.
I think it's good afternoon now.
Yeah, it's probably close to afternoon over there.
Yeah,
I'm and, what a great hour that was. So,
it was a great 2 hours so far. We're just jamming away over here.
It's really great, you know. You get the feeling, you know. It's kind of like each hour we go into a different realm, you know, because every guest is different.
I know. I love it. I kind of like going into the next shows, you know. You like,
yeah, it's kind of like going to Disney World. And you go, like, from one country to another country, and that's what we've been doing tonight. From
I don't
Canada
know. I've never
to...
been to Disney, so I can't say.
Well, I went there on my honeymoon a long time ago, but 25 years ago. But anywho, you go from one country to another, and now my next guest is coming from my hometown here in Oklahoma.
No.
I can't believe it. I never had a guest ever on this show in 3.5 years that has been from the Norman, Oklahoma area. But
wow,
it's happening here.
You sound like you're glowing a little bit there.
But
well,
okay,
I posted
so
the
everybody
next show page
okay. We're hey, whoa, stop. 'Cause we're already over. so no one can even hear us. So everybody, if you can, if you're calling in, call in to the next show, the next hour. We got to hang up here so we can call back in to the next show
right,
with Leslie. Okay, bye, everybody. Good night.
Bye.